Welcome to this episode of Above the Clouds. Today we will be looking at a verse and a subject that Prahlad Maharaj speaks as a glorification of the Lord. He makes it very clear that in bhakti, the offerings that are offered by the devotees are for his own benefit, not for the benefit of the Lord. This is what he says. The offerings made to the Lord are not meant for his own benefit, as he is always fully satisfied in himself. The Lord mercifully accepts respects from an ignorant person. Out of his mercy he does this. Whatever worship a person offers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is for that person's benefit, just as the beauty of a face produces a beautiful reflection. Prabhupada translates this in this way. To give an example, if one's face is decorated, the reflection of one's face in a mirror is also seen to be decorated. This verse was spoken by Prahlad Maharaj with a particular idea in mind. He wanted to make something very, very clear that the Lord is not self-centered because he accepts so much worship. Earlier he had glorified the Lord as being very great, and the person who had dedicated his life to the Lord is also being very great. So he anticipated that the Lord would question him. Am I self-centered because I'm pleased with bhakti unto me and not with others? So here Prahlad Maharaj says, no, the Lord is always glorious. You're always glorious, whether the devotees glorifies you or not. But if the devotee engages in glorifying you, that devotee automatically becomes glorious. A beautiful example is offered. When you step in front of the mirror and draw a nice tilak mark on your face, your image in the mirror automatically becomes decorated with tilak. In the same way, the devotee who glorifies Krishna becomes glorified himself. But if such a devotee would start to go around praising himself, advertising his achievements, then he would not be so glorious. In fact, he would step down from the level of bhakti. It would be as if he draws a tilak sign on his reflection in the mirror. that would mean he himself would remain without the tilak. You have to decorate yourself first, and then the image, the reflection will be decorated also in much the same way. First glorify and serve Krishna, and then automatically your life is uplifted. A good example for something where this is obvious is doing kirtan. Srila Prabhupada speaks about this in his purport. He says, Chetoda paramajanam. By glorifying the Lord constantly, the living entity becomes purified in the core of his heart. And thus, a spirit soul whose actual activity is to advance in Krishna consciousness becomes immediately immediately extinguishes the blazing fire of material existence. This really is something which one can really experience in kirtan, when one absorbs himself in glorifying Krishna, singing his name again and again. At that time, one feels great relief from the miseries of material existence. One feels happy, one feels joyful, one is on the right place in life, and one knows, may this never end. I would like to end with a very nice story about a man who had been implicated in sinful activities. He somehow stumbled into a church and thought to confess his sins. But as he was speaking about what he had experienced, he became so devastated that his voice choked. He had killed his father. Due to unfortunate circumstances, he murdered his brother. He cheated on his wife. He thought, now my life is hopeless. Though the priest, a very wise man, wanted to show him that his life was not hopeless. And he asked him for his water bottle and filled a brass bowl with the pure water. And then he turned to the man who was a warrior and said, this is you, the way you were in the beginning, pure, transparent, but then you killed your father. And as he said this, he took oil from, you know, there was some oil cap to fill the altar lamps, and he said, poured the oil into the pure water. Then you murdered a man, your brother. And the priest poured more of this oil into the water. Then you cheated on your wife, and he poured more of that stinky oil into the water. And then he turned to the man and said, can you drink the water now? It's impossible. This is a very nice example, because our consciousness is originally pure. It is free from all these additions and so on. It has become now mixed up that sometimes we are at war with our own selves. We are frustrated by our own imperfections and impurities. It gets bewildering, and we may come to a stage where we ask, is there any hope for me? Now, if you again want to separate the oil from the water, if you want to again take out what doesn't belong into your consciousness, the best way would be to add fire to it. After a brief time, the last drop of that smelly oil will be consumed, and then it's possible to drink the water again. This is exactly what bhakti does. When the priest turned to this violent person and asked, can you drink your water now? Can you live with yourself? He said, look. He took a flame from a candle, and he lit the oil. And after a short time, all the oil was consumed. And he handed now the brass bowl to the man and said, drink it now. And he made the point, surrender to the Lord. He will be able to take out with the fire of his mercy the impurities which has assembled. My dear listeners, this is exactly what happens when one takes to the process of bhakti. One of bhakti's qualities is that it really creates an emotion, a consciousness, an awareness that all the material unnecessary things go away. Prabhupada writes in this connection, simply by chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, simply by remembering the lotus feet of Krishna, simply by offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one is immediately freed from material contamination. The material bodily concept, by the blazing fire of ecstasy, he calls it the blazing fire of ecstasy, this effect takes place immediately without a second's delay. Sometimes it has a little delay, but that's dependent how fully we can take to the process, how sincere we are there. I would like to suggest to all of you to make a little experiment for the coming week. The experiment will be to sit down. This is step one, sit down. Just center yourself, become a little bit mindful of your life and ask yourself the question, am I already fully satisfied in my execution of Krishna consciousness? Then the second step, what is there in my consciousness that is actually making me unsatisfied? What are the things which don't belong there? And then the third step is sincerely approach Krishna. You might like to do this exercise while sitting before an altar, but if you don't have one, then bring the Lord into your mind, draw his beautiful image there, and just pray to him, my Lord, please help me, bring your blazing fire of mercy there. Give some more bhakti in my heart so that all the things which don't belong there can be consumed by that blazing fire of unlimited joy or ecstasy in bhakti, and that I can become as I was in the beginning when I was only your sincere servant. I thank you very much for listening. See you very soon in the next episode of Above the Clouds, or sometimes whenever that happens.